Chicago resident Jason Niehoff is a freelance bass player. Shortly after making the cut for the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, Niehoff wanted to go out and celebrate. But he wasn't looking for a drink and a good burger.
I have a tradition where if I start with a new orchestra or do an audition, I'll go try to see if there's a local pipe shop and go, you know, get a pipe just as kind of like a souvenir.
That's right. Niehoff collects tobacco pipes. He has about 50 of them, including a few meerschaum pipes. Meerschaum is a rare material almost exclusively mined in Turkey.
And it's basically coral and stuff fossilized, and they take it out and they carve it into very ornate pipes.
They're so detailed, you might mistake them for palm-sized Baroque statues. As a younger guy with an older gentleman's hobby, it can be hard for Niehoff to find artisan pipes. There just aren't that many fine pipe makers left anymore. When he got to Kalamazoo, Niehoff didn't expect to spoil himself with a fancy pipe. But then he met this guy.
My name's Robbie Bartholomew. I'm the scene shop foreman at Western Michigan University in the Gilmore Theater Complex. And I'm a pipe maker.
It was fate. When I went to visit Bartholomew in his workshop, he was making a somewhat ordinary pipe with a lot of history.
The thing that's cool about this chunk of maple here, it actually came from a piano that was over 100 years old. The soundboard was shot in it, and my wife's uncle tore it apart and removed all the usable hardwoods because he's an instrument maker, so he was going to use it for a hammered dulcimer. So he just shelved it, asked me if I wanted a chunk of it when we were talking about pipes. Sure, I'll take it home, see what I can do.
What makes Bartholomew's pipes unique is the different textures, colors, and shapes. One of Bartholomew's pipes looks like a pickaxe, with a pointed tip at the bottom of the bowl. Another is more like a wild mushroom, with a gnarled edge. Bartholomew uses different types of wood in his pieces, but almost all of the pipe bowls are made of briar.
Briar comes from the burl on the root system of a heath tree in the Mediterranean, and it doesn't actually burn. It will char, but it will not burn. So a well-maintained briar pipe will last a couple of lifetimes. So like it could be handed down as an heirloom type of a piece of art.
Using a lathe, Bartholomew bores a hole in the pipe to fit the tenon. The tenon is the part that attaches the stem to the rest of the pipe.
And I'm only about 12 hundredths, 12 thousandths difference. That's close enough for government work.
Bartholomew says if the pieces of the pipe don't fit together just right, moisture will collect inside the pipe.
And as you're puffing on it, it'll start to gurgle, almost like a really teeny tiny hookah, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's not really a favorable thing, especially if you happen to have your pipe in your mouth and you look up to see a star or a bird or a plane, or Superman, and then you get a mouthful of juice that's usually very rancid, very achy. That's a technical term, by the way, achy.
Bartholomew says he would never make a pipe he wouldn't use himself. In fact, he only made them for himself, until his wife encouraged him to sell his ever-growing collection. Bartholomew says he was ecstatic to find a customer that appreciates his art. And Jason Niehoff says he's pretty happy, too.
Hopefully I have it for, you know, quite a long time, and it'll just get better with use. And it's just a nice kind of memento of being in Kalamazoo and, you know, being in the symphony and just that whole new experience. It's kind of a way to solidify the experience in your hand, you know.
I'm happy with that.